President Bush devoted most of his attention to domestic matters during his first week in office. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore now considers the foreign issues that are in store for the new president.
It was no surprise that President Bush would spend his first week concentrating on domestic initiatives like education reform. But the world did not stand still and will eventually claim his attention. American intelligence has determined that Iraq has rebuilt a series of factories suspected of producing chemical and biological weapons. Saddam Hussein is talking as though he won the Gulf War. During the election campaign, Governor Bush said that if Iraq produced weapons of mass destruction, they would be taken out. He may soon have to be a little more specific. The Palestinian Authority has made an overture to the Bush administration by condemning the Clinton record of peacemaking as tilting towards Israel and disastrous. Secretary of State Colin Powell has urged that peace talks get back on track, but has yet to say what role the United States will play. Powell also promised greater attention to Africa, but there is no sign that he has any better idea than anyone else of how to deal with civil war in Congo and the assassination of its leader. Russia has been trying to take the measure of President Bush, and there are signs that President Vladimir Putin would welcome American disengagement. That would permit him to pursue his own authoritarian policies. Putin has announced plans to eliminate all but a handful of Russia's 186 political parties, and he's proceeding with a crackdown on the free press. Russian democratic scholars say that any sign of America drawing into itself will encourage Putin's autocratic streak. Secretary Powell says that relations with Russia will depend on Russia's efforts to get on with reform. That policy will have to be demonstrated. Talk of early withdrawal of American forces from Bosnia and Kosovo is being soft-pedaled while the administration's national security team gets up to speed. Preoccupied with domestic issues, the president is dipping his toe in international waters slowly. Only Mexico and Canada lie in his early travel plans. His first big decision, due in April, is whether to sell destroyers and other advanced weapons to Taiwan over the opposition of mainland China. And then Mr. Bush will find, as his predecessors have, that a crisis will suddenly blow up in the most unexpected place. This is Daniel Shore.